In 1979, in the book The Sinking Ark, the author Norman Myers suggested that human activities were causing about 2 extinctions a week on the planet. By the early 1990s, he had raised the figure to some 600 per week. That's extinctions of all types, plants, insects, and so on, as well as animals. Others have put the figure even higher, to well over 1,000 a week. A United Nations report of 1995, on the other hand, put the total number of known extinctions in the last 400 years at slightly under 500 for animals and slightly over 650 for plants, while allowing that this was almost certainly an underestimate, particularly with regard to tropical species. A few interpreters think most extinction figures are grossly inflated. The fact is, we don't know, don't have any idea. We don't know when we started doing many of the things we've done. We don't know what we are doing right now, or how our present actions will affect the future. What we do know is that there is only one planet to do it on, and only one species of being capable of making a considered difference. Edward O. Wilson expressed it with unimprovable brevity in The Diversity of Life. One planet, one experiment. If this book has a lesson, it is that we are awfully lucky to be here. And by we, I mean every living thing. To attain any kind of life in this universe of ours appears to be quite an achievement. As humans, we are doubly lucky, of course. We enjoy not only the privilege of existence, but also the singular ability to appreciate it, and even, in our multitude of ways, to make it better.